This is the JetBlue Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page.
Brady empty backfield, shotgun, time to throw, toward the end zone, touchdown, Rob Gronkowski.
The pregame social is the world's biggest virtual tailgate, featuring the fans of the three-time Super Bowl champion New England Patriots.
Back-to-back, world championships, 3 out of 4. Yes, it's a dynasty.
Paul Perillo and Andy Hard of Patriots Football Weekly are here to do the grilling as your hosts. This week, the Patriots are back at home to take on the 5-9 Miami Dolphins.
Brady takes the snap. Looks, fires, ends zone. Yeah! Touchdown! Aaron Hernandez, Tom Brady, pulls the bat out of the fire.
Now, Paul and Andy get you ready for the game live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Patriots Nation, welcome to the JetBlue Patriots pregame social.
Paul Perillo here in the Subway Fresh broadcast studios. A Merry Christmas to all on this Christmas Eve. The penultimate regular season game. What are you laughing at?
I just laughed because I saw a tweet that said all the wordsmiths will get the penultimate out for this weekend, the penultimate day before Christmas, the penultimate games of the season.
I think I may have sort of absorbed that from the Prince of Pomposity himself, Eric Scalavino, who likes to tweet out the word of the day. How goes it, Andy?
I'm feeling very cheerful in my red sweater.
And
you?
As am I in my red sweater. And if you haven't already seen it, get on Twitter. And check out Andy Hart's photo, because Eric also wore a very festive, I'm going to go with the word festive as a code word today for something else. And I'm sure that you astute listeners can figure out what the something else is. But
undrafted Andy, rookie free agent out of LSU.
Correct. Andy, Eric, and Paul all have red Christmas sweaters on today, and we're looking a little bit festive.
Red so Christmas Andy, sweater.
So, Andy,
it's kind of gay.
Now, we cannot,
screw you,
unfortunately, today, play our favorite game of the last couple of weeks, Guess the Inactive, because right now we don't have any definitive inactives. We do have one that we probably think, and that's Sebastian Vollmer, who was listed as doubtful and did not take part in any practices. But interestingly, before we get to some of our administrative stuff, I would like to get on some of the injury things. A lot of questionables. Brandon Spikes was one of the questionables, Andy. Did not participate in Thursday's or Friday's practice, Friday being a walkthrough. But Shalice Manzi-Young from the Boston Globe indicated through a league source that Spikes is going to play today. Do you find that interesting?
I find it interesting, surprising.
A little bit, yeah.
Last I saw Spikes, as I tweeted out earlier this week on Thursday, when he did not practice, he was coming out of the training room for a moment with pajama pants on, pulled up on his right leg all the way up to his groin area, and certainly didn't look like a guy. Looked like a guy who was getting treatment, not a guy that was necessarily going to be ready to play. But I think it's key. You know, we've talked about this before.
Right.
I think he needs to get back if you're going to have hopes, and certainly would help out this run defense that struggled the last couple weeks. And I think that's one of the interesting matchups in this game. You know, the last 2 weeks, Patriots have had a season worst for run defense, and two of the last 3 weeks, the Dolphins have had a season best with over 200 yards rushing. Reggie Bush had 200 himself last week. So that's one of those matchups. If that holds true, Dolphins have a chance to win this game. If they can rush for 200, they get a chance to win this game.
Yeah, it's funny. We were talking to Matty Nosox of Kraft Sports Productions, who occasionally contributes during the week on PFW in Progress and some of the other things that we do around here. Just an interesting thing. How many times have you ever seen a team allow 250-plus yards rushing and win going away, the way the
yep.
Patriots did in Denver last week? It doesn't really happen very often. Your point is valid. If Miami is able to run for 200-plus yards today, they'll have a chance to win the game.
Yep. And, you know, especially the way they've been playing, and I know we'll get more into the game breakdown, but, you know, they haven't been turning the ball over. They've been getting off the field on defense on third down. They've been playing, now they haven't been playing the Patriots or anybody like the Patriots, so don't get me wrong.
And that's the key, and that's what
but
we'll get into
they
in the
have
next
a formula
hour and 50
that
minutes.
Works if you can enact that formula against Brady and right. Belichick and this team. But, yeah, the injuries I think are interesting. We can play, guess that playing time maybe for Patrick Chung and Brandon Spikes and who else is interesting? well, just who's playing safety? James Ahedebo. You had him replaced by Vincent Fuller.
I did.
Is now gone.
Yeah, so, I didn't know he still had a broken arm.
Vinny Fuller no longer with the team. We'll update people on that transaction. But you know, I think it'll be interesting to see playing time because the Andre Carter absence, you have a lot of guys that could be in different roles up front, you know, 3-4, 4-3. You know, does Mark Anderson just move to right end? Does he stay at left end? Does somebody else play right end? Are they in the 3-4? Is that more Dedrick? Is that more Ellis? So I think defensively, I think there's a lot to watch in this game.
So you can play those games, the Guess That Playing Time games, a lot of different ways. You can play it a lot of different ways. You can send us an email at webradio@patriots.com. Again, webradio@patriots.com. You can also give us a call on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398. You can also send Andy Hart a quick shout-out on Twitter. Give it a hashtag, PPGS, for Patriots Pregame Social. And Andy likes to read those periodically throughout the show, and we like to get those. Also, it's a little bit cold out here today. First time really all season that
a little
the temperature, I think, is a factor in the game. But I am interested to see Christmas Eve, what we're doing in the tailgate world out in Gillette Stadium's parking lots and in and around the stadium. Send some photos in. Matt and Kevin will get them up on the Facebook page. I know you're listening on the Facebook page as it is. So you want to do that and get all that kind of stuff.
Ladies out there, if you send in a photo from the parking lot in a bikini, Paul will give you a $100 gift card to the pro shop.
Okay. What are the odds of that?
Pretty slim.
Yeah.
And hopefully they're slim.
And hopefully
you know what I'm
saying. Yeah. No, that's true.
We don't want the female version of Matt LaPin sending in a bikini shot from the pro shop.
That's
oh,
flash.
Boy, he's caressing his breasts over flash. There behind the glass.
So those are all the ways that you can take part in our little program today on the JetBlue Patriots pregame social.
Let's call it big.
Well, I meant the game.
Our big the program game. Today.
Yeah, I meant
we're big time.
The Guess the Playing Time game. I don't think it's going to be a huge part of our show today.
You never know where the show's going to go. We are the voice of the fans. We go where they want us to go, and if they want to talk about anything like that, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, and this is the fan show, so Andy and I, we sort of tone it down a little bit for the Patriots pregame social. What do you think?
No, I just...
No, I can't do it. I'm going full
I give
blast.
You my honest opinions. And my honest opinion is they're going to win today. I don't
now,
have to lie. I don't have to
what
tone
about the
down.
Fans, and how are they looking at this, Andy Hart? Every week at the top of the show, you give us the update from fantab.com and sort of take the temperature of Patriots Nation. That's the way we like to put it. Yeah, that's the way Fantab likes to put it.
Sure.
So what say Fantab?
Well, taking the temperature of Patriots Nation, despite the
32?
Dropping temperatures outside, they are heating up. Up to 87 for the average fan confidence rating on Fantab.com. Up 1 point in the last 24 hours. Doing much better than most other teams in the AFC East. Certainly, the Dolphins have dropped down to 71. They were feeling good, and then they realized, oh, we're playing the Patriots in New England this week. I think they came to a sense of reality of late. But I will check it here. Only one other team in the AFC is on the rise in terms of fan confidence rating. All the others are either staying flat or dropping.
One other team on the rise in fan confidence rating in the entire AFC.
And I agree with
Indianapolis.
That. No. I agree with this. It's a team that I said, if they make the playoffs, you don't want to play them. And I agree with their fans. They're still down at 52 because there's not a great chance they're going to make the playoffs. But if they make the playoffs, don't play them. You don't want to play Phillip Rivers. You don't. I know they have injuries. I know Steven Jackson is gutting it out to try to play.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll play him anywhere, anytime.
Yeah, and you'll lose to him. But anyway,
I might give up a lot of points, but I won't lose to him.
Yeah, we won't find out, but Patriots fans should be happy we won't find out because your confidence rating of 87 is where you should be at. You're the number one team right now in the AFC. You have the chance to lock up home field advantage. You have just as good a chance as anyone to make a run through January into February. So I agree with it. And more fans, get on there, chime in, support your team, or... If you're not confident, if you think the defense is terrible and there's no way they're going to win with this defense, then go on there and call all these fans that are voting 87 or higher homers and get a realistic temperature of this team if you think it should go down. Either way, get on Fantab.com and voice your opinion.
Andy Hart's quick check was brought to you by Fantab.com, so we thank you for that. And as you have all season long, I'm glad that you guys are taking advantage of that. It's another way to sort of talk trash and interact with Patriots fans, but this is the ultimate place to do that right here in the – JetBlue Patriots pregame social, and that's what we do each and every week. We'll also be talking a little bit later to Armando Salguero
from ESPN
from the Miami Herald.
Most fans know him
formerly
from
of ESPN.
Armando Zagueiro, ESPN.
Yeah, I don't know why you have to say it with that accent. Like
that's how he said it.
I know that you fancy yourself as being bilingual, but you're really not.
He said it. He sounded good when he said it. Unlike the guy the other night on the Sunday night football game in San Francisco.
That, you know I don't speak Spanish.
He was also bilingual,
English,
but one of those two wasn't English.
Right. that was just poor to me. I want to jump back on the news that Andy touched upon with Vincent Fuller getting released. They did add two players to the active roster, one being Alex Silvestro, a defensive end out of Rutgers.
Another Rutgers player joining Underwood and McCourty, and do we have anybody else?
Tyquan Underwood.
Yeah, I just said that, Underwood and McCourty.
Oh, that you did. I do that at
least. I want to listen to sentences.
I do that like once a month. Once a month I do that.
I think that's it.
Yeah, I think you're right. Anyway, Silvestro is on the active roster. He spent the entire season on the practice squad. He was with the Patriots during training camp, played in the preseason, and he gets the nod over Markell Cotter. Not terribly surprising. I think a lot of people thought it was going to be Cotter. We talked about it a little bit during the week. You had mentioned that, and I think we all agreed with you, if it were to be Cotter, I think there would have been some opportunities to get him.
Right.
Clearly, they didn't feel he was ready.
Yeah, no. And now I'm not saying Silvestro is going to be active or play or anything, but you know, I'm not surprised at that move. He's a little bigger, I think. I think he's more of a true every down type player. Not that he's going to be an every down type player, but I think at this point, even like pie in the sky, Markell Carter's a pass rusher. And if you're looking for maybe some depth, if he has to play more, you already have Mark Anderson, who's just a pass rusher. Now, again, I'm projecting. I don't think you're in a good position if any of these guys play
or on the field for any
whether
significant
Carter
amount of time
or Sylvester,
right,
or whatever. But I just think maybe he theoretically is a more well-rounded player.
And if they were looking for just an extra pass rusher, they would have probably kept Eric Moore,
right?
Which they, you know, who they let go last week after 1 week being here. So I agree with you right there. Mike Reese made the point that maybe Sylvester is a little bit further advanced based on the fact that he played at a much higher level in college. Right. That's certainly true, but I think your football reasons probably at this stage of the season are more accurate. If Carter is anything, it's probably more of a pass rusher, and Silvestro is more of a well-rounded defensive lineman.
I saw some, to me, cockamamie theories on Twitter that they didn't promote Carter because then if they had to release him, they would lose him.
Didn't get that at all.
I don't even know what the person was thinking, and I don't even actually remember who tweeted it, but I don't understand it. And
do you understand the Ted Nation rule
I did.
On
he could be signed anytime.
I did see.
He's
that.
Available right now to anybody who wants him.
Anybody can take him. He doesn't have to. Yeah,
I didn't get it.
You can sign someone off a practice squad just as easy as you can sign someone if they get signed to the active roster and released.
Right. Especially right now where you don't even have to guarantee him games because the season's ending. Yeah. So I mean, if you wanted him, you can whatever. So yeah, I didn't get that. But Markell Cotter is still on the practice squad. That's the bottom line. And Silvestro is on the active, quote-unquote, roster. We'll find out a little later this morning if he's truly active.
And the other move was old friend Sterling Moore returned from the practice squad to give some depth to the safeties position. That one makes all the sense in the world after getting rid of my cousin Vinny Fuller. So those are the
depth is the word.
Those are the moves that, this is a guy who started as recently as a month ago.
Yeah, I know. Pierre Garçon.
Well, that's why I was advocating that Vincent Fuller might actually start, because they just seem like they just continue to have different guys out there playing at safety and they haven't settled. But I think that your point about Chung is probably accurate. I think he's ready to come back. And I know that what you said is, if you asked me 3 weeks ago the same question, I probably would have had the same answer for you.
Yes. But I think he talked a lot this week. I mean, he looks fine. We saw him wearing two shoes, not a boot. All signs point to him being
He did have two shoes on. That is correct.
Which is important.
That is correct.
What?
You just like have this blank stare, look forward. He's mesmerized by Arthur Motes.
I was waiting for you to take it to the next level.
Well, in this particular game, which we will take it to the next level and move on to some of the things that we expect to happen on the field, everything that I said last week about the Denver Broncos defense, I say holds true to the Miami Dolphins defense. Yes, statistically, this is a very good defense. No, I don't think, in actuality, it's all that great. I think that this is a team that has really benefited from playing against some weaker offenses of late.
Yep.
That will not be the case today. That was not the case on opening night when the Patriots set records for total yards and passing yards. I don't think that the Patriots will have a hard time today moving the football. Now, if they're as sharp as they normally have been, I don't know. I do have a little bit of a fear of a little letdown situation coming off a couple of tough road games and, you know, the Patriots being in a pretty good spot right now.
And in a short week and Christmas and these, you know.
And it's cold, by the way. They haven't really played in really cold weather all year.
Wes Welker made a comment a couple weeks ago when they had the 1 o'clock game against the Colts. Said, it's great. You can get the game out of the way and go have a nice dinner. And I don't think he meant anything by. Right. Now it's Christmas and you can get the game out of the way and go have dinner, have presents, have, you know, have your kids, do whatever. And they're human beings. You know, they're not robots. You know, and as much as their head coach wants them to be robots,
right,
they are human beings. And I thought Bill was trying to handle that this week with his tone in his press conferences, the little bit of an edge to him. I think that was trying to get that business mentality. You know, you can celebrate around 4:30 on Saturday. Let's not be celebrating at 1 on Saturday.
Well, do you, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, Andy, so do you agree with my opinion of the Dolphins' defense? Not that it's a terrible unit,
but. I think it's mirror image. You got a couple pass rushers. You got a corner I think is okay, and they played a lot of bad teams.
Yeah, you look at them statistically. I think they're fifth in football in points allowed. Their third down defense has been pretty solid.
Their third down defense, last five games under 30%, including two Bills games of 0.0.
0 for 23. Buffalo wasn't two
games.
I
don't think I've ever seen that, where you can say in a two-game span, you went 0 for.
Yeah, and Bill threw that out there on Monday.
Good thing they got their $50 million quarterback.
59, I think.
Whatever the hell it is.
56, something like that. It's a little bit more than that.
You think that would buy you a first down occasionally.
Anyway, I know the numbers all indicate one thing. I can't get that opening night game out of my head.
Right. No.
I can't.
Nor should you. But you also shouldn't probably get it out of your head the other way, too, where Chad Henne threw for 420. And Marshall had a .140. And,
I haven't.
And this, you know, Reggie Bush is a bigger part of the offense now, and the run defense, as I said earlier, for the Patriots stinks. And, you know, if we're going with the comparison to Denver, I agree. You have a quarterback who can't really throw the ball. He's a 50% passer most weeks where he's in the 50s. Doesn't turn the ball over, just like Tim Tebow in terms of interceptions. He does fumble a little bit, like Tebow did last week. But if we're going to go down that whole road there, you should be scared, because if the Dolphins run like the Broncos did and they don't turn the ball over, you're going to be in a dogfight. You're going to score a lot of points, but you're going to be in a dogfight. Those turnovers will be the key. And if we're not giving the defense enough credit and Brady goes 3 and out, gets one of those cold starts to a game where they don't score in the first quarter.
Correct.
Now you're scared. Now you're worried.
Yeah.
I still think in the end, Brady beats Moore, Patriots beat Dolphins. Yeah. It's all good, but it won't feel as good.
I think it'll be a fairly easy game, but I do think it's going to take a little bit of time to get to that easy part. Whereas some games, it's the opposite. Some games, the Patriots come out, they establish control immediately, then they sort of go on cruise control. And their defense isn't good enough to dominate for 60 minutes, so they give up some plays.
And they're going to end the same spot. They're going to end with 30 points in all likelihood, but if they end with none in the first quarter and they're down 10-7, well, that's impossible, but you know what I mean. You can end with 30 a one way where you cruise to 30, where you have 21 in the first, you know, quarter and a half, or you can put a run together in the third that you needed to put the game away. They don't feel the same, even though the score may end up 38-21.
I agree.
It doesn't feel the same.
And I do think there's a chance that that's the kind of game you have where maybe it's a, you know, maybe it's a 7-3 game halfway through the second quarter, but all of a sudden when you look up halfway through the fourth quarter, it's 27 to, you know, to 14,
right,
or something like that. I do want to say, and this comes from the illustrious leader here, want to get the fans. I know it's Christmas Eve. I want to get the fans over to that Facebook chat to talk about the game today. So I want you to be in. This is supposed to be interactive. Let's make it interactive. I know there's a lot going on. I know it's you know, it's Christmas and all, but let's make sure that you guys are taking advantage of all these bells and whistles that
it's a holiday
that we're putting out there for you.
You got an excuse to drink.
And you know what it's also time to do? What do we do at this time every year, every week? JetBlue Patriots pregame social. We go out to Vegas.
Oh, jefe!
We go out to Vegas to talk to Jeff in Vegas. What's up, my man? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you guys. Good morning. How are you?
Sound like you hit it a little hard last night, Jeff.
Yeah, you don't
sound
so good. What happened?
Yeah, multitasking here on the holidays, getting some last minute, as Ann from Denver would say, shopping in.
So what do you got? What's the gift of the year?
Besides
your winnings.
Well, we've done quite a bit of swimming throughout the year and into the holiday season, and Jeff in Vegas has somewhat of a gift this week because I'm feeling confident. First, though, let's get to the numbers. Game open, New England by 10, hovered, went down to 9, settled about 9.5. Total opened about 48, is all the way up to 50.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, which is interesting, Andy. That's an awful lot of points on a, what, a, like, 31-degree high, it looks like. Is
yes.
that accurate? What's it like outside?
Frickin' cold, little blustery wind that makes it feel even colder. It is a wintry day here. Even though I don't think we're going to have any precipitation, it's cold.
Low 30s.
Say that again, Paul?
Low 30s. It's pretty cold here today.
Yeah, even in Vegas right now, it's 29 degrees.
Ouch.
Believe it or not.
Ouch. Guess you're not hanging by the pool today.
Yeah, no, although
It'd be cool if you could skate at the Bellagio, if they had the fountains and you could skate around them.
Yeah, well, they do have ice skating. They have it at the Venetian right now, but it is a plastic skating surface.
Huh? How do you skate on plastic? With fake skates?
Oh, there's synthetic ice. There's a rink in Marlboro here. Synthetic ice service.
Stupid.
Yeah, although today you could.
The only
fake things
I like are breasts.
Yeah, and one thing, speaking of Wes Welka right now on Twitter, 1 week on Twitter, and he's got, like, what, 125 followers?
1,000.
Yeah.
125,000.
125,000.
That's a big word.
Yeah, it's early and cold.
Yeah, otherwise, you're describing my followers.
And Ocho wasn't impressed. I talked to him about it. He wasn't impressed. He can roll out of bed and get 100,000 followers.
Yeah, well, Wes does have something to offer, though, with his personality, and it's
yes.
a great example of just the power of Twitter. I mean, Wes has really embraced it, having a lot of fun with it, and, it's cool. I think he tweeted out the picture of Tom Brady's house the other day and saying, like, where's my bedroom going to be? That's pretty funny, I thought.
And then he was mad because his girlfriend wouldn't let him tweet pictures of her lying in bed. That may cross a line. I think that's a little weird.
Probably.
If they start having sex on Twitter, I'm not going to be following. I might, actually.
Yeah, and we're definitely having a ton of fun. You know, Jeff of Vegas 12, I'm on Twitter. The Eye Candy Dancers on Twitter.
All right, get to your pick.
What's the pick?
Off the pulpit and get to your pick.
Bring it straight to the Jeff of Smart Money, Play of the Week.
Heavens to Betsy!
What do you got?
All right, I'm feeling kind of good. I think this time of year, if you guys listen to EEI on Monday, Bill was really feeling the team's mental toughness. Did you guys catch any of that?
Yes, that's been a good theme throughout the last couple of weeks. Bill's talked about that a lot.
Yeah, and even I thought specifically, believe it or not, when he went back to the Pittsburgh game, which sort of the most convincing loss of the year, even said how they fought to the very end and even cut to a one possession game at the last second. There.
I did hear that. I did see that.
Yes. So
you like the Patriots today? You're going to lay those points.
This time of year, hosting Miami, I think the Patriots are in the zone right now. They're in the groove. They've got their little bit of a swagger. Despite the defense, they're going to cover the 9.5, but we're going to go under. So I agree with Paul. We might have one of the 7-3 games. New England will pull away, you know, in the second half, but I don't think we're going to hit the 50. I do think we'll win relatively convincingly.
I agree.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I think you went the right way this week.
I think the score will be relatively close. I think they're going to cover. I think they're going to win by 10 exactly, and you know, to cover the 9.5. But I don't think Miami will have a chance to win. I think the Patriots will be in control of the score throughout the second half.
Yeah, I agree. I don't trust more. I like how it's 9.5. I like how it hasn't gone into double figures.
Correct.
And guys, have a fantastic holiday, Jeff in Vegas style. And let's get geared up for this round one in the playoffs, not to overlook next week, Buffalo.
Thanks,
Merry
Jeff.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas
have
to you.
Have a great one, guys. Take care.
And there's a lot of ho-ho-hos in Vegas.
You really are something else.
Twitter update. Lots of Twitter activity based on Matt Light, who is on the field warming up, which isn't probably all that notable, except that he's with Harold Nash, and he has not been on the injury report. So he's warming up under the watchful eye of Harold Nash.
Well, I didn't know if it was like 11 minutes before he normally gets out there or something like that.
You know. Even on Christmas Eve, he's a cranky little bitch.
Well, you know what's funny is I do have a tweet here that came in.
I do Twitter.
And it's well, this was
my job.
You probably came to you, too, because it mentions you. But it says that the ever so cheerful PPGS, ever so cheerful, at Jumbo Heart and at PFW Paul. By the way, Paul is only cheerful because he's been drinking, which is 100% accurate. Not that's the only reason why
I'm... I'll notify the Massachusetts State Police.
It's not the only reason why I'm cheery, because I'm... I just love Christmas, so I'm cheery because it's Christmas. But, yes, I have been drinking. So, what are you going to do?
Pepsi.
Yeah, well, Diet Coke today.
Oh, jeez.
That's what we have. What are you going to do? I can only go with what we have.
Pepsi Stadium.
It's beginning to feel
you
a
know who else is a Pepsi guy?
Who else is a Pepsi guy?
Reggie Bush, right? Doesn't he do commercials for them? Pepsi and Pizza Hut?
Okay.
Gotta think those...
I have to watch commercials.
Those marketers are much more happy now that he's, you know, relevant, 1,000-yard type rusher. Because he didn't exactly live up to the marketing or on-field hype for a while there. As a good player in New Orleans, good, well-rounded player, but now it looks like he could be a legitimate star running back because he's now added, you know, big running days with his overall versatility. You know, if they had an offense, if they got a quarterback and, you know, had some direction, he might really be able to make some plays because I think they have Bess, the slot guy. They have Marshall, the big play guy. They have the left tackle. You have a lot of pieces you'd seem to like, except what do we always talk about? The pieces are useless.
The difference maker, Andy.
Without the
difference
one.
Maker.
Matt, he wears gloves more versus Tom Brady.
The difference maker.
Also wears gloves on occasion.
You need the quarterback, but I absolutely agree with you. And one big piece to the puzzle today that we haven't mentioned that will not be a problem for the Patriots is Anthony Fasano.
Right. He'll and miss that's the key for them.
We didn't mention that off the top when we talked about all the Patriots injuries. He is out with a concussion, already declared out on Friday. So that's a bit, I think that's huge because he's a guy that Moore in particular, I think, has relied on. And he's hurt the Patriots in the past. He was pretty effective on opening night way back when. So now they're replaced by two tight ends who have, as Mike Reese said today, a combined one reception. And Will Yeatman is one of them. A guy who spent time in training camp and looked like he was going to stick around, at least on the practice squad, former lacrosse player. So he is going to be active, I think, for his second game of the season. And I forget the other guy's name. Yeah, the tight end. Oh. This is like the guy who replaced the guy who replaced the tackle. I could never remember.
Jaron Mastrud.
Mastrud, yes. So that's a, I think that's a big issue because the Patriots have had a hard time, as Andy has pointed out, all season long in the middle of the field and pass coverage. The linebackers having problems with their drops. The safeties obviously having problems without Patrick Chung, even with Patrick Chung in that regard. So
well,
Anthony
Fasano
not
go.
Playing is good.
Is it a Obviously, it's a good sign Chung and Spikes could play. But is there any concern that they haven't played in a while and you might get some rust slash miscommunication slash whatever?
Sure. I think that's why it's good that they're back.
Yeah, you certainly want to do that now instead of January 15th or whatever the hell
the date is. These are two games they should be able to win. You know, much like they're talking in Pittsburgh, you know, sit Roethlisberger out. You should be able to beat St. Louis at home without him.
Right.
Sit him out, get him healthy. Well, I think you get these guys back in, as long as they're healthy enough to play and they can work through some of the bugs, and even if they make a mistake or two, you know, that was caused by 6 weeks of inactivity, better now than in 3 weeks.
Yeah, no question. You know? You get it out of the way. Now, I don't know that Bill will be saying that if they lose post-game.
No, clearly. But it's hard to make the argument that you say, well, If we had just sat Chung out another week and played Matthew Slater at safety again, we would have won that game. I can't really envision a scenario in which you would say that. Can you?
No, not at all.
So I think it's a risk worth taking.
The other note I think is interesting, comparing it to the Dolphins game, to the Broncos game and the Dolphins, is all these similarities, and there could be another one. Reggie Bush is their leading rusher. Maybe he comes out and have some success. But their backup running back is a guy I actually really liked.
Loved him coming out of college.
Fumbles a lot. And there's a chance that he could come in and fumble. Because that's
Lance
his
Ball
issue.
Did last
like
week.
Lance Ball did. And that maybe you could get that little momentum boost and scoreboard
What's
boost
What's his numbers?
Way. Not very good.
No, but in terms
3
of
points. Oh, I don't know.
No, I know what his yardage has been. He's been kind of a plotter, but has he been fumbling as a pro?
I will find it. You talk about it. I'll find it.
You should just say it underneath their fumbles
2-1.
Lost. So he has fumbled twice. And
he's not in Matt Moore land of 11-5.
No, but he's also not gotten the carries there.
Bush has also fumbled twice in four possible. He's lost it 4 times. I mean, fumbled 4 times, lost it twice. So
that's.
I'm predicting a fumble recovery for the Patriots today.
That could be something to keep an eye on. Any chance we get to return to the running game at all for the Patriots offensively?
Sure. I don't know. I've been predicting it for frickin' month and a half.
All right, the emails are coming in, which is good.
Although the Dolphins have a good run defense.
We heard from Jeff in Vegas as well.
Yeah, Dolphins do have the third-ranked run defense in football. So, you know, not exactly on paper the day you'd predict Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, and Stephen Ridley to have their breakout day. And Ridley, something you and I have talked about off-air, has the challenge of following up his career high in carries with, I don't know, anything. Because more often than not, when he has had a good game, the next week it's been 1.7 or did not play.
Right.
So he has a challenge here to put 2 games together. Maybe that's something, even a 3-game stretch here, that would give the coaches confidence. Okay, we can run it a little bit. Because weather-wise, you might say today, breezy, cold, might be a day you want to run the ball a little bit more. Not that you'd eliminate the passing game ever.
No.
Because unless it's 600-mile-an-hour winds, Tom Brady is still your best option. But I think today might be a day where you try to get a little running game going. You know, those 2 plays early when they have no gain and then they put it away for the rest of the day.
So we got the emails coming in. We got the tweets coming in. Hopefully we'll get some more calls in the Ace Ticket Hotline. We got a lot to get to, and we will as soon as we get back.
Dear business traveler, high in the sky, it's for important work that you do fly. But on JetBlue, we've made your job more fun, with free DirecTV to play when your tasks are done. And with 40-plus nonstop straight from Boston, you won't have layovers to cities like Austin. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Luana, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand by flying JetBlue for business. Book now at JetBlue.com/business. DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS.
1-800-MY-SEATS.
Be an MVP this holiday season and give the Patriot fan on your list a gift from the Patriots Pro Shop. The Patriots Pro Shop and PatriotsProShop.com have the widest selection of authentic Patriots merchandise on the planet. Everything from jerseys and sweatshirts to hats, t-shirts, autographed memorabilia, and more. The Patriots Pro Shop at Gillette Stadium is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. or 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop. If you were any closer, you'd be in the locker room.
Droid. Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
Hey, Tom, what's on your holiday wish list?
Joy and happiness to all.
Oh, because I was thinking of giving you packaged coffee from Dunkin' Donuts.
Ooh, that's better.
Nothing beats Dunkin's packaged coffee. Right now, buy 3 pounds and get a fourth free. Only at Dunkin' Donuts restaurants. So give America's favorite coffee as a gift or stock up yourself. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Happy holidays, everyone. Glad you could make it to the house. Who's up for some Dunkin' coffee?
Yeah.
Grandma, let's start with you.
Hazelnut, please.
Cousin Mark.
Original blend.
Vanessa.
Your holidays are covered with Dunkin' coffee. Buy it by the pound or try our new Dunkin' K-Cup packs. Only at Dunkin' stores. America runs on Dunkin'. Price of participation may vary.
Love.
Love.
Love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice. And football. And baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
Copyright 2011, Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're going to miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back for just $2.79. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
So what do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature, isn't it?
Right? Yeah.
The simple joy of big news. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
Paul Perillo.
The snowman was a jolly, happy soul. With a
fat belly.
And a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say.
All right, Fat Man, that's not that funny. Well done, right there. I think I proved the fact that I'm really not afraid to make fun of myself last week when I decided to freestyle rap.
I thought by wearing that sweater.
On the show.
Yeah!
It's funny because I have a red sweater on.
Good job by Flash LePan.
I'm a big fan of those. The music with somebody the just saying a word.
It's like really bad
Paul
photos.
Perillo.
It's
I
like
was
very
listening to the Come On Irene one.
Yeah.
Remember we did with Hurricane Irene?
Yeah.
With your voice?
Oh, no.
Yeah. With the Irene
I forgot about
one.
That.
And you go, Irene.
That's good stuff right there.
Yeah. It's like really bad Photoshop.
Yeah.
You know, it's the worse the Photoshop is, it almost makes it better.
Right. Tremendous. Well done, Matt.
So good job. Good job all around.
Help Matt out with Photoshop, by the way. He can accept your photos at webradio@patriots.com, and he'll put them on the blog. We're still looking for that bikini shot. Show your cold little you-knows.
While we were away, it seems this Matt Light situation is dominating the press box for the
yes.
local Patriots media. Everybody is showing concern. A lot of medical personnel around him on the field, watching him work out before the game. It appears as if it's a lower right leg injury, and I think Jeff Howe from Nesson.com astutely points out that it was against the Chiefs, I think, that he had some sort of issue late in that game that looked to be possibly serious. He had
that was the walking boot day?
He had a boot on after that, but has not missed any time, certainly not any significant time, if any at all, since then, and has played at a very, very high level. This could be his best season ever.
I think it is.
Matt Light has played... So that would be a loss, no question about it.
Especially with Vollmer already out. Now you're down two starting tackles.
You would think it would be Solder on the left side and maybe Marcus Cannon moving to the right side. Our own Eric Scalavino wants to add that Donald Thomas has been out there taking some working on his techniques from the left side out of a two-point stance, his pass protection technique. So maybe Thomas is another guy we should consider as a possibility.
I think
Solder and Cannon would seem to be
from the limited I've seen in Marcus Cannon, that's a concern for Patriots fans because he'll be lined up against Cameron Wake, and I don't think that's a good matchup for the Patriots. You know, we talked about Wake and doing nothing, basically, in the opener against Solder.
He had one sack.
In his debut.
But it was
a non-factor, essentially.
Irrelevant.
I have my concerns about Marcus Cannon if he has to play a full game based on the limited things I've seen from him.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree. That's something to keep an eye on. And we will, Andy will continue to monitor Twitter to see if there are any further updates that
And Eric will obviously give us the latest when he joins us in the second hour of this program. Actually, could provide some information for once from the press box here at Gillette Stadium.
Yeah, we can definitely give you anything that we have on that if we get any further information. I want to get to the emails because you guys have been sending them in. And it's good to see our buddy Derek. I don't know why I was thinking of Eric Scalavino. Derek from...
Maybe you wanted a water break drink where you guys go off on your little date.
Really?
10 a.m.
Really?
Go ahead, Derek.
Derek from, University of Arizona.
Right.
He's a regular on PFW Progress. He's here today for his first Patriots game.
Which means he's cold as crap. You think the Dolphins feel bad flying from Miami? How about coming from Arizona?
Yeah, Tucson to Boston or Foxborough today. Not good.
No.
Just landed in Boston this morning, and I'm on my way to Gillette for Christmas. My dad bought him and I tickets to the first game. It's the first time I've ever been here in New England, and I am pumped. We're sitting on the 50-ish
nice
yard line.
Well, you can't sit on the 50.
Row one on the Patriots sideline.
Some PFW investigative reporting, you cannot sit on the 50-yard line.
Is that correct?
Yeah, I went and stood right on the 50, and it's between seats. So
okay.
You can sit on either 49 and a half, but you can't sit on the 50.
The weather is great today, he says. And I can't wait to check out the stadium on game day. I am coming to visit next Thursday and also want to say Merry Christmas to you both. Thank you very much, and you too. I got 34-20 Patriots today. Thanks for everything you guys do, and I'm looking forward to seeing you next week. Go Pats. I think the score is right along the lines where Andy and I.
I think that's what I actually went with on the Friday six-pack on Patriots.com.
I went 27-17, 34-20. That's about the same.
I just feel like 30-20 is a pretty safe bet for these Patriots.
They generally score in the 30s and they generally allow in the 20s. And it's usually, mid 30s to low 20s. So that's why I always tend to go with a 10 plus point spread somewhere in that neighborhood. Let's see, who's this next email from?
I don't know,
Gene.
Paul, you're reading it.
Gene. Mean Gene the Dancing Machine in Daytona. Do points win games or yardage? I hate to keep bringing this up because I love the disrespect the Pats defense is getting nationally, but our fans should also be realistic. The Patriots defense is fifth, 177 points in the league at points allowed for first three quarters. and 14th for four total quarters, which is fourth quarter garbage time. Merry Christmas to all. The 49ers defense is first, 112 points, and the Texans are third, 169 points, and both in a division of poor offenses, which consequently produces low scores and better defensive numbers. The Steelers defense are second, 159 points, and the Ravens fourth, 173 points, in a division of better offenses, and to me, a more reasonable barometer of a defense. The Patriots play in a similar type division.
Oh, he's just laughing at you,
Gene. More accurate judgment of defenses should be this way, with the Steelers 1, Ravens 2, Patriots 3.
Huh?
And the biggest difference...
In football?
So just because you can control your laughter better than I can doesn't mean that you think any differently of this.
Holy guacamole.
Please take into consideration the opposition when rating a defense and when the Patriots are scored in the game for true relevance.
Patriots have played nothing but backup quarterbacks.
I have been tracking... these numbers all season, and this is what matters to me. No one tracks this stat, and to me, the most important way to judge a defense. All is not so bad in New England as people make it seem to be. Bill knows what he's doing, so enjoy the moment. Please keep up the constructive criticism, though, because we need it and cannot improve unless four laws are pointed out. Also, remember the best thing for us is disrespect, and the national media is kind enough to provide it. Remember, guys, the glass is half full.
Sure.
Okay.
Glass is certainly half full. I agree with that sentiment.
Right, because the offense is as good as anybody's.
Right.
I know they're third behind Green Bay and New Orleans in points, but they're as good as both of those teams offensively, in my opinion.
Now, defensively, is he saying they're the third best defense in football? Or
I think I don't know if he's talking about everybody, but maybe. Well, here's a couple of things I would disagree with, and you can disagree with me if you'd like, Andy.
I will.
Number one, I don't think the Patriots play in a tough division of high-flying offenses. I don't think it's anywhere near as good a division as the AFC North. I don't think the AFC North offenses are all that high-flying either, but Buffalo, Miami, and the Jets, none of which have what I would consider a good quarterback or a good offense. That's number one. Number two, aside from the Colts game this year, I can't really recall a lot of late, meaningless yardage that the Patriots defense has allowed. I would add in
Philly. Yeah.
I would add in Philly. Washington, sorry. It's not fake yardage when the other team is down seven, going down the field and getting a touchdown call back in the final minute. That's not fake yardage. Denver did nothing in the fourth quarter last week. It's not fake yardage when you give up 167 on the ground in the first quarter. 16 points in the first, 16 minutes of the game. That's not fake to me. And I think more often than not, that's been the yardage that they've allowed this year.
I would say simply, you haven't played a starting quarterback in the last five games.
We covered that with the division. They have not played good offenses.
And I would even put in there, half those games you've played guys who can't throw the football. Tim Tebow and Vince Young. Literally can't throw the football.
And Tyler Palko.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I forgot about the guy who got cut by the UFL.
You know, suddenly Dan Orlovsky's won a couple of games, so it's not so bad that they allowed
him. I don't want to hold it against them. You know, you can only play the schedule. But let's not try to massage all these numbers to say everybody else's numbers are fake. Ours are actually way better. You've played Jag quarterbacks who don't even get to – Rex Grossman is a Jag quarterback. I'll give him Jag. The other guys need to prove something to get to Jag stats.
The other guys are not – which is why I thought that the Washington game would be challenging, because I thought for the one time in the last month they were actually playing an NFL quarterback. He's a Jag NFL quarterback, but Tyler Palko is not a Jag. He's far below just another guy.
According to PFW Eric on the Twittersphere, Brandon Marshall is looking a little gimpy in warm-ups. He obviously missed time this week with a knee injury and is expected to play and start, but Eric says he's clearly favoring his injured leg while running routes.
That's interesting, too. That'll hurt the Dolphins.
So we'll have a one-leg receiver versus a one-arm DB in Devin McCourty. Interesting matchup.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I'm really interested in the Spike situation, too.
Why?
A lot of people, whether or not he plays.
Okay.
Whether or not he plays, that's all. There still seems to be some confusion as to whether or not he's going to be out there. And I think that's going to be something to keep an eye on.
Should we do a gay thing in this show?
Besides all wearing red Christmas sweaters on Christmas Eve?
That's true. We did one gay thing. Should we do two gay things in this
show?
You know, we're radio, right? We're supposed to have themes on Christmas Eve. What would you wish for the Patriots to get as a gift today?
Okay, really? Is Fred in charge? I mean,
what
are we doing?
They do in real radio.
No, I know.
And by the way, we're way more real radio than I've ever known. As I listen to this week of fill-ins on 98.5 The Sports Hub and WEEI.
Easy. Let's not criticize. We get ourselves in trouble with this kind of stuff. You know,
there's
people
guys
don't like
that can't
it.
Complete shows. There are literally guys who can't complete shows. There was one guy who was mid-sentence, and then he goes, well, I guess that's going to do it for tonight's show. See you tomorrow. Like, he was in the middle of a point and obviously didn't know that he had a producer saying, the show's ending here, we need to out. So he just ended. Midpoint.
I apologize 1,000 times.
It was not that guy.
I get on my hands and knees, I misspoke.
Whatever you think of that guy, he's better than anybody I've heard all week. Okay, go ahead, Paul.
Well, after that, I'm not
Really
what
would you wish for?
What would I wish for today would be...
Stephen Ridley, 145 yards rushing.
That might be asking a little bit much, but
Do we have polls anymore? Polls today?
You know what?
Been a poll.
I am remiss. Let's go to that right now. Kevin, get the first Facebook poll up.
And make the second one. What do you want the Patriots to get for Christmas under the Christmas tree?
That was my fault because I normally go to that right after FanTab and I forgot.
It's Matt's first poll of the day via the Facebook is who will lead the Patriots in receptions today.
I'm going to go with that.
We got the usual suspects, Andy. We got Gronk. In Hernandez, Wes Welker, and then other. So only four options here for you to choose from.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Gronk. How's that?
So you're getting creative.
Right now,
way out on the limb.
With Welker.
Right now, Welker is kind of crushing it here at 54% through the first 40 or so minutes of the show.
Based on the 180-something catches those two guys have, I think those are safe bets.
They are. They are.
I'm going to take the field.
The other is at 0%.
Let's work on, as Andy said, put it up right away. What would you wish for Christmas for the Patriots? And
145 yards rushing for Stephen Ridley.
You know, and come up with some things. You know, a big rushing day.
40 of which he'll get running backwards.
You know,
into contact.
What else can we wish for?
Tom Brady's good health.
Holding the Dolphins under 100 yards rushing. What else can
today's inactives, according to Real Patriots off the Twitter feed, are Light, Vollmer, Chung, Spikes, Brace, Vereen, and Mallet.
You have got to be kidding me.
No, that's what it says. Real Patriots. Light, Vollmer, Chung, Spikes, Brace, Vereen, Mallet are all inactive, so you lose both your starting tackles in Vollmer and Light, although obviously you've been without Vollmer most of the time, and you do not get Chung or Spikes. I will never answer again when someone says, do you think Chung's going to play today? I'm not answering anymore. I'm never going to answer it again. And Spikes, I didn't think he was going to play until this whole furor of he's going to play was reported by the Boston Globe. But when I see a guy in pajama pants when everybody else is going to practice, it's not a good sign to me.
Yeah, I didn't think he was going to play based on your observation, but I was curious about it based on the Globe's report.
And based on the Globe's report, I would not believe that source anymore because apparently that source doesn't know what the hell it's talking about.
Yeah, well,
but more importantly,
the Herald tweeted out later that it would be a true game time decision. But it's interesting that we didn't seem to get a lot of tweets.
Yeah, but when the Herald tweets things, I assume they're just retweeting other people's thoughts.
Right. We didn't get a lot of tweets indicating that Spikes was on the field doing what Matt Light did.
Right.
I think Matt Light, to me, would classify as a true game time decision based on the breathless reports we heard about his pregame activity. No?
More importantly, I'm not feeling so good about this game as much as I was coming in. I'm concerned about the tackle situation. I don't like having two rookie tackles, one of which can and I have concerns about. Solder, I've been impressed with, but I've seen him miss. He's whiffed.
He certainly whiffed. Based on the tackle situation, I'm going to change my prediction as to who catches the most passes to Welker because I think you might see a little bit more blocking.
You might also see some more running today.
Yeah, I think
you know
see
the one way to guarantee Tom Brady doesn't get hit?
Hand the ball off. Yeah, but I think you're going to need to give them a little bit of help.
Color me concerned.
I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
And you're probably going to call me an idiot and make fun of me.
Andy will, because he calls people names.
So if Light's not on the injury report all week, and all of a sudden he comes out and he's a true game-time decision, yet he wasn't on the injury report, like how is that legal?
Unless he could have got hurt yesterday.
Unless it's a game-day like illness.
Listen, we know that these things tend to pop up in walkthroughs. I mean, it's not exactly unprecedented. The guys, I don't know what, we must have the most physical walkthroughs in football.
Yeah.
It's a fair question. I don't know the answer. It is strange to me that he wasn't on the injury report
with
all week.
With all the emphasis they put on to how guys are listed and all that stuff.
Right. Yep. And it would be one thing, you know, and if you've watched recently, the Patriots have played a lot of teams that haven't had a lot of players listed on the injury report. This week, I think Miami had four players.
Yep.
Counting Fasano, who was out.
Yep.
The Patriots have routinely had 15. So if you're going to list that many players, why wouldn't you list them all that are dealing with something? So I don't know if he had something that popped up. Maybe he aggravated it, you know, innocently some time away from football.
Slipped on the ice.
That's what I'm saying.
He anything. I crossed a patch where they had some of that blue stuff out. Maybe he got here early before they sprinkled the blue stuff and he slipped.
So, I mean, it could have happened any way. He clearly is dealing with something that happened previously in the season. I don't know if this is the same injury, but
right.
You know, those things don't just go away.
I mean, he's been playing nonstop.
Right.
So
Kevin's right.
Even if
it's
hurt.
It's weird that he's not on the injury report.
But I just, beyond that, that's a good discussion for later in the week or for the league to look into, whatever
yeah,
they want to do.
If I'm the league and he's not even listed as, like, limited. Which,
yeah, that's,
like,
not, as, that's not for us to
as,
worry
but
about.
But as Andy says, there's, like, 80 million guys listed as limited.
So I'll just go with I'm concerned about Marcus Cannon making a start against Cameron Wake.
And I do think it'll be Cannon on the right side and probably Solder, the first-round pick, on the left side. So it'll be interesting to see. And they will have to deal with probably Taylor and Wake and you know, whoever else they decide to throw out there. Yeah, I mean, I you know how I feel about offensive line situations. I just feel like you can get by. You figure out a way to scheme and cover up, and Brady does the rest. He knows where the pressure's coming from. He gets rid of the football.
We're on our third and fourth string tackle and our number at center.
And we were on our fourth center a couple of weeks ago, and they get by. They just get by. I'm not as concerned about it as you are.
We'll see.
James in Brisbane is next up. First of all, let me wish you all a Merry Christmas. Thank you very much, and you too. Hopefully your 25th is a great day with the family. Mine's gone to my sister's place, but I've stayed back an extra night for the Pats game. Okay, maybe I have some priority issues. So I've composed a Christmas poem for you. I figure this may help my email make the air. 'Twas the morning of Christmas. Yeah, screw it, I'm not a poet. He really did just stop in the middle. Well done to the guy who did his 10th PFW poem this year. They are always a highlight to listen to. The only thing missing was a drop-in of Paul rapping last week, but we can blame Kevin for that. So with today's game, I am confident that this is the day when we catch another break and secure the top overall seed in the playoffs. I also see plenty of action from the two tight ends and even a 60-yard day from Ridley. On defense, well, they will do enough to hold Miami to below 30 and ideally cover the spread. Fingers crossed on that one anyway.
Below 30 is now our, like, whoo!
I also think the Pats will break the trend of Miami doing well on third down defense, too. I'll chime back in later with a game, but for now, just two questions. One, what the hell happened with the guy we signed during the week who has since been cut? That's Vincent Fuller. Two, if you could bring one player out of Chung or Spikes back today and leave the other one out until the playoffs, which one would you choose?
Spikes.
All the best from James in Brisbane.
But unfortunately,
They are both out.
So now we're getting one step closer to what we just talked about, Paul, getting those two back for just a playoff game. No warm-up, no getting ready, no nothing.
I would have chosen Spikes of those two for the Andy Hart reasons. The instinctive nature of his game, I think, lends itself to game reps is what you need to get ready. And unfortunately, it's going to be a seventh game for both of them, as it turns out. But I think more significantly for Spikes. I want to get back to the Ace Ticket Hotline before we take our next break here and chime
in. Before you do that, this is what I like about this
show.
It's my favorite part of this
show. Hold on, Salt.
You know, there's a lot going on and we get tweets, but my favorite thing is the breaking news aspect of it. And we've been lucky. I would say half the games this year we've had a controversial
absolutely
move the day before, or even the inactives come out and you're surprised, whether it was Price Watch or these various things. And today, never did I once think Matt Leick would not be playing at left tackle.
Right. Why would you?
And now Matt Leick's not playing left tackle. You're down to your third and fourth tackles, and you know, you're concerned about Brady's health, and all of a sudden Christmas Eve, which is supposed to be fun and everything you expected and get all you want, and they've already ripped it out from underneath you, and now you're worried about Cannon at right tackle. Go ahead, Salt.
Salt. That was the Andy Hart rant of the day. What do you got?
Did I beat Anthony from Naples to the phone?
Yes,
you did. Well done, Anthony. You should get online too right now, Anthony.
Well, he'll be on once or twice before the show's over.
Wow, in-state rivalry between Anthony and Salt.
I caught that.
So I have a stupid question.
For this show, that's really going to have to be impressive because we get a lot of really stupid questions.
For Feb when we do PFW, but
You want Felger to do PFW? Is that what you said?
Should I save the stupid question for Fred?
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes. You can really confuse him.
I was thinking a nice little twist, because you know how the NFL likes to change all kinds of rules and stuff like that. I was wondering what you guys thought of maybe, you know, the team that gets home field advantage, say, you know, when they lose, like the Patriots might get home field advantage, and when they get bumped out of the first round, the number two team automatically gets, you know, home field advantage. What do you guys think about maybe the team that beat the team with the home field advantage getting home field advantage throughout the playoffs?
Oh, yeah, I don't. That's kind of like a knockout pool, those things where you take
them. Take the seed.
Yeah.
You know, like in the NCAA basketball seed, if you're a 16 and you beat a 1, you take over the one team that
right
was supposed to play. You don't get reseeded.
But I just think it now just totally wipes out the value of winning those top two seeds. You know, it's I don't care for it. I think there's a value in those. You play all season to earn those. You perform down the stretch to earn those. I don't like it.
Okay. Well, now Anthony can make a listen call and tell you his two cents.
Yeah, I agree with Andy, by the way, Salt. I do think that, you know, you play the whole season to earn home games, and the best record should
right
get them.
Right.
I disagree with you guys, but even that second team still gets to host at least one first, you know, one home game.
Right.
Anyways, you're probably right. So, all right, guys, take it easy.
Merry Christmas.
Tell Pepper I said hi.
Absolutely. Hope you get something nice from Pepper. Or for Pepper.
Well, you can give her something nice, all right.
Oh, you know,
sprinkle her with your salt.
Why do you got to take it to such a bad place?
What bad place? He's salt, she's Pepper.
Listen, you live in a bad place. You know exactly what everybody's talking
about. I think Dartmouth is
a
very nice place.
No, it's in the head. in your head. That doesn't just limit itself to where you actually live.
So we also need to just address real quickly that Silvestro is indeed active and will be theoretically making his NFL debut.
Yeah,
off
no
the practice
no
squad.
Real surprise there. I think when you activate guys off the practice squad late in the week, I think it's only natural that you intend to have him active. Be interesting to see if he plays a significant role or a role at all. Same with Sterling Moore.
Our friend the Jamie Mac underscore Ray on Twitter brings up, I think, an interesting point. We've seen Danny Woodhead struggle in his blitz pickup, pass protection of late, get run over.
Correct.
Could that limit his chances today, given the two tackles are a bit of an unknown? Maybe you see more Kevin Falk in those third down situations because more confidence that he can be the blitz pickup guy.
Certainly a valid
I like it.
Valid observation.
I like these people thinking. Really
that's
taking
why,
it the next step. Not
that's
the
why
obvious.
This show is the place to go.
I'm obvious.
Want.
I go, ooh, Cameron Wake and Marcus Cannon. Ooh, that's...
And you
he
do
takes
tend
it
to fall in, you do tend to fall
I like
into
that.
The
that's why
analysis.
We have the best listeners on the planet. Merry Christmas.
But that's why this is the best pregame show, and this is where you have to go in order to get, you know...
Actual game talk?
Yeah.
And not break down Wes Welker's contract?
But not only that, the national shows... They might spend a minute or two on your game. This is where you go to get 2 hours on your game.
Breaking news.
This is where you go. So every week you want to make sure you're here at the JetBlue Patriots pregame social.
Social.
Dear business traveler high in the sky, it's for important work that you do fly. But on JetBlue, we've made your job more fun with free DirecTV to play when your tasks are done. And with 40-plus nonstop straight from Boston, you won't have layovers to cities like Austin. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Luana, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand by flying JetBlue for business. Book now at JetBlue.com/business. DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Be an MVP this holiday season and give the Patriot fan on your list a gift from the Patriots Pro Shop. The Patriots Pro Shop and PatriotsProShop.com have the widest selection of authentic Patriots merchandise on the planet. Everything from jerseys and sweatshirts to hats, t-shirts, autographed memorabilia, and more. The Patriots Pro Shop at Gillette Stadium is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. or 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop. If you were any closer, you'd be in the locker room.
Droid. Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Horizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
Hey, Tom, what's on your holiday wish list?
Joy and happiness to all.
Oh, because I was thinking of giving you packaged coffee from Dunkin' Donuts.
Ooh, that's better.
Nothing beats Dunkin's packaged coffee. Right now, buy 3 pounds and get a fourth free. Only at Dunkin' Donuts restaurants. So give America's favorite coffee as a gift or stock up yourself. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Happy holidays, everyone. Glad you could make it to the house. Who's up for some Dunkin' coffee? Grandma, let's start with you.
Hazelnut, please.
Cousin Mark?
Original blend.
Vanessa?
Your holidays are covered with Dunkin' coffee. Buy it by the pound or try our new Dunkin' K-Cup packs. Only at Dunkin' stores. America runs on Dunkin'. Price of participation may vary.
I love.
Love.
Love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice and football and baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards Credit Card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. Copyright 2011, Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochette. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're gonna miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back for just $2.79. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
What do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature, isn't it?
Right? No.
The simple joy of big news. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
Wow!
Andy.
Kissing Santa
Claus! Andy.
That one's better than mine. Yeah, you know why? Because it says, I saw Andy. You can even hear the start to mommy.
Hey, the guy was hungry while he was doing this.
Oh, that's tremendous. Well done, Matt. You brought some levity to the show. I'm just
fat. I'm not kissing fat guys.
I'm going to bring some negativity and some positivity to the show via Twitter.
Go ahead, Andy.
Which are coming in. People seem very active today on the Twittersphere. I don't know if it's because they're home, maybe, sitting around waiting for the Christmas parties to start. You got a little more time on the
phone. Maybe a little lubed up. It's
maybe a little early morning lube.
Loosening them up, a little eggnog.
But the first one is a little bit of a negative one. The Dark Knight, or the DRK Knight, says, out Xmas shop. Oh, Christ, I feel like Fred. It just scrolled off the screen. Oh, come on. Out Christmas shopping in Pat's gear. Just stopped in a store by a guy complaining about Pat's D. Was not a big fan of Ocho. I love that, which makes me just laugh. And then Icarus 1 chimes in about Canon, and this does bring a little interest to the story, I guess. If Canon does even a C job today, which means the grade, not a bad word you may be thinking of, does he become an amazing story? The guy was still getting chemo this summer. And that's true. I mean, it's worked out well, and you kind of forget about it, but, you know, 6 months ago he was being treated for cancer, and now he's starting at right tackle for the best team in football, or at least the AFC, protecting Tom Brady. It's a pretty nice story, you know, your personal opinions aside.
It's a huge story, and this is why I wanted to actually, you know, write about it when it happened.
And then he...
But that was about a month
ago. F yourself.
That was about a month ago.
And Brandon Spikes 55, B Spikes 55 chimes in. That's Brandon Spikes with...
Pow, pow?
No, hashtag Grinch smile.
Oh, okay. Pow.
So, I don't really know what that means. I think that's one of those sly smiles. Huh, I'm not playing. I tricked you or something?
Sticking with Canon, Brian the Fox wants to give you some credit, Andy. This is evidence that Belichick listens to PFW. He is ensuring that Andy's preseason prediction is coming to fruition, that Marcus Canon would start games by the end of the season. Of course, you know, they had to go eight deep at various positions.
And a lot has happened since then. That was before Brian Waters was a member of the Patriots, and I thought he was going to start at guard.
That's okay. Take the compliment.
Okay,
when you get
I'm great. Woo!
Okay. While I'm showing some Andy love.
Hate Paul.
Great interview with Welker on PFW TV.
Not great. I have to be honest. I said.
Wow, you just can't accept a compliment today. Brian the Fox is trying to give you props.
See, this is what none of you people understand. I look at everything the same with objectivity, whether
you
it's
don't
me,
care about what other
my
people
son,
say.
Anything.
You don't care about what other people say.
And I said, I'm on TV. There's no need for me to ever say, Welker says, That's his gig. Mine as
I don't
the,
know.
Yes, exactly. Instead, I said, That's unacceptable, but thank you.
Brian the Fox, that was very nice of you to say about Andy. If he won't accept
although,
the compliment,
you know
I'll accept it for him.
I didn't watch the show, and I think it was a relatively long interview. Maybe they edited the out.
Well, that could be, too. We also got decent,
if that's,
we also got a good number.
Oh, we did?
That. Yeah, we're still not as good as we want, but not a bad
okay.
number.
Good to know.
Up from last week.
Good, 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 good. Must be my interview. Another interview for Andy with an all-pro, Pro Bowl-type player. Who you got this week? Ross Ventrone?
Some might say it's kind of hard to screw those up, right? I mean, Kevin, would you say that the better the player is that you're interviewing, the less work it is for you?
Not necessarily.
True, but you also need a player who's a good interview, though, and willing to actually give you something more than
and a good interviewer who can pull it out of them.
Well, that makes sense.
You can pull it out of a lot of places. Anywho, we have another. Do we have any results on that other poll, or any update on that other poll? Do we ever get it started?
We did. We got your
Andy just pulled the microphone out of the stand. We are now going to be operating at different places here inside the Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios.
I am missing the screw that holds this in.
No, you're missing more than a screw.
I don't know why I pulled on it.
The thing that fans want to see the most in terms of for the Patriots receiving as a Christmas gift here is no more injuries. That's what they want them to receive.
Well, that ship has sailed because Matt Light's out. So move on. What's the answer?
Followed closely by 100 yards receiving from Ocho.
Woohoo! You know who wants to
see
that?
They're asking
for a lot. Ocho. Because imagine that. He gets to go home. It's Christmas Eve. He's scored a touchdown last week, 100 yards this week. He and Evelyn can, you know, lay
you
by
know.
The fire under the tree and let's get it on.
Hey, Eddie wanted to know if you ever saw Eddie
starting in January. We're going to lay more pipe.
The Eddie in the UK, Portsmouth to be precise, wanted to know, Andy, if you saw that runaway golf cart yet. We were talking about it
no,
last
I
week.
Still haven't.
You never saw it?
I did not.
It was pretty funny.
Is
I
that
mean,
on YouTube? Can I
funny,
get that on YouTube?
Funny, except for the fact that people actually got hurt, but you know what I mean.
Okay, I'm going to continue to alternate between the positives and the negatives on Twitter.
Go right
and,
ahead.
And Megatran _ says, this is setting up to be a perfect upset for the Finns. Letdown game for the division champs. Do you feel that way?
I do feel that there's a possibility of a letdown for the Patriots, but I think that missing a guy like Matt Light in an odd way helps because now you have a little added focus. Like Tom Brady's looking at this and saying, I got two rookie tackles out there. The receivers are looking at it saying, I got to make sure we do a little bit more. We got to be on point here. We don't have our full complement. So I think sometimes those things, when you're fearing a letdown in a flat start to the game, those kinds of things can sort of snap you back into it.
Tell you what else could snap you back into it. Cameron Wake, and I like our man Greg Bedard over at the Boston Globe.
Good friend of the show.
He looks a little deeper, and sometimes people
very
look
analytical
too deep.
Look.
I think he does a good job here. My fear of Marcus Cannon versus Cameron Wake, he ponders, could they leave Solder at right tackle because the more dangerous matchup is with Wake, and then put Cannon at left tackle where he played in college, so there might be some comfort there. He doubts it, but you never know.
Or as PFW Eric pointed out,
Donald Thomas?
Yes.
Cannon doesn't
who was
play.
Working on the left side.
I'd be stunned if Donald Thomas is our left tackle. And,
I would too. But I'm just offering the various scenarios, that possibilities.
But it is interesting the chatter and discussion that this has created on Twitter with this late Matt Light injury and all this tackle talk. And, you know, another week where I know, you know, Jason Taylor is not the overrated player he once was that you dubbed him way back when, Paul. But he has six sacks. And Cameron Wake has 7.5, so you have another week where you got a couple guys that can put some pressure on the edges. He's obviously not a full-time player now, or nearly what he was, but interesting test, and this week you don't have your full guns to match up with that dual-edge test.
I remain not nearly as concerned about this as a lot of other people.
I'm concerned about Cannon and or Thomas if he plays. I'm concerned. Call me concerned.
I just think that they find a way with those kinds of things. They'll give him help if they have to. They'll chip him. They'll double him.
Is that kind of like the old theory that, you know, Bill can scheme up the pass defense? He always throws corners out there.
No, I think the offense is so good. I think one of the things that sort of, you know, I don't think injuries have really hit this team very hard. I think they have a lot of different injuries. I don't think they've had a lot of significant ones, if that makes any sense. I think they've missed guys that they can do without. You know, obviously Gronkowski, Hernandez, Welker, Brady, you know, Will Fork, you know, there are guys that I think would be much more impactful that have remained pretty healthy. I think out of all of that group I just mentioned, Hernandez is the only one that missed any time.
Right.
And right now he appears to be as healthy as ever. He's played very well the last couple of games. So I think they can get by without anybody, you know, with the exception of Brady. But I think the guys that they've been missing, you know, today, I'm not going to dismiss it. Matt Light's a significant loss. Andre Carter, that's a significant loss. But I think they can get by. I think they have enough. I think they have enough to deal with, you know, sort of guys missing here and there that aren't necessarily, you know, stars. I think you'd be much, much more impactful if you were missing a core of that five offensive playmakers.
I agree, but I just think with this team, we've already shown that the margin for error isn't all that huge, thanks to the fact your defense already stinks. And if
no
something,
question.
I shouldn't be laughing at this. Somebody sent me a link to the runaway golf cart.
Oh, okay. You just watched it? Okay. It's pretty funny, isn't it?
Well,
I guess
no one got severely hurt, right?
No, I don't think so. There was a yard marker, I guess, that
yeah, it
pressed
was jammed
down
in.
on the gas. And
it was either a yard marker or maybe even been a couple pylons from the end zone. But my favorite part is the guy that gets undercut and is actually stays on the cart. And as it's going down the field, he's in like the passenger seat.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, I mean,
scary, but.
I say it in hoping that no one was seriously injured. I do think someone got hurt, but I don't necessarily think it was anything serious, but it could be a lawsuit pending for that, no?
Yeah, now I don't feel quite as good for the guy lying on the ground there supporting his neck. No one was paralyzed, were they?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so, but I did see it. It was kind of an interesting situation. Michael in Cambridge, next up on the email list here, Andy. How do you think Brady and the other offensive guys feel about this defense? You reckon there's any animosity toward them? Any finger-pointing within the team? On the Colt Mic'd Up show, they showed Brady saying, that's 3 fourth-quarter touchdowns. It must be so frustrating for the offense, and it must feel the pressure every single drive. I can't believe they don't feel some aggravation. Also, do you think Brady feels pissed at Belichick for not giving him a defense the last few years and not providing him with a top-flight outside receiver, which undoubtedly would make Gronkowski even better? I think they missed out on at least one more Super Bowl. Merry Christmas.
No on the latter, yes on the former. I'll go back to they're human beings. And I don't think they do it openly or voice it, but on some level they're like, are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I totally agree. I think that there's something about the defense that he's wondering, how much do I have to do here every single week?
Right.
That's human nature.
But he'll never say it.
The
or
offensive weapons, I think he feels like he has plenty.
Right.
I want to get right to the Ace Ticket Hotline right now and touch base with the Miami Herald's Armando Salguero. Armando, you're with Andy Hart and Paul Perillo on the Patriots pregame social. Thank you very much for joining us.
It's my pleasure, gentlemen.
What do you think here? I guess we should say Merry Christmas before we even start, but what do you think
Merry
of this this ball game before we get underway?
Well, it's a I wouldn't say that it's one for the ages, let's put it that way. I mean, obviously you've got two teams headed in different directions. You know, you've got one team that's trying to play for a home field advantage throughout the playoffs, and another team that, you know, the biggest question is, who are they going to lose enough to get a high enough pick in the draft next year to, you know, get a good quarterback? So clearly two different views on the same game.
Well, I guess what I'm asking is, last year around this time, I think it was 1 week later, Miami really didn't seem to have much interest in being here. Do you think that they'll play hard today and sort of continue the competitive games that they've been playing over the last several games? Even before they started winning, they seemed to be pretty competitive. What kind of game do you think we'll get today?
You're very kind. Not much interest in playing the game last year.
Yeah.
They tanked.
Yeah.
Okay. How's that for you?
Yeah, they didn't show up.
Yeah, exactly. They were like, they were already packed. They brought their golf clubs with them. Look, the game this year, I can't predict whether these guys are going to play hard today or not. I do know this. They haven't quit so far. They were 0-7 and they didn't quit. You know, they lost a heartbreaker for them on Thanksgiving to Dallas on a last second, literally a last second field goal. And they didn't quit. They've won, what is it, 5 of 6. So in that regard, their current performance is not one of quitting. Whether it happens today or not, I can't tell you. But I can tell you that the Dolphins believe that they match up fairly well against the Patriots. And so in that regard, I would tell you that they expect to make it a good game.
Armando, looking at the recent, not win streak, but, you know, turnaround here where they've gotten five wins, the most impressive thing that jumps out to me is the third down defense. They've gotten off the field, I think, every game it's been for the last five. It's been the opponent below 30%. The Bills were held 0-for twice. Was that simply, you know, facing bad teams, bad offenses, or is this defense playing that well?
Both. They clearly have not exactly played elite teams during this six-game stretch. The one team that they played that's pretty good is Dallas, and obviously Dallas beat them. I guess you can stretch the definition of very good and include Oakland. I wouldn't do that. Oakland to me is, you know, just another team vying for being 500. So today is obviously their best test. I would say it's the best test of the season because Tom Brady is, in my estimation, with all due respect to Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees, until, you know, proven otherwise, to me, he's still the guy. He's still the guy that you give him the weapons that a Drew Brees has or a Aaron Rodgers has, and I don't think there's any drop-off from either of those guys. So obviously Tom Brady, maybe it's because I just watch him more than I do the other guys, but I just have a tremendous amount of respect for him.
So along those lines, has this defense had any talk this week? Have they had a chip on their shoulder? Because obviously the last time we saw this matchup, Brady was putting up about 600 yards of offense on this defense. So, you know, do they have something to prove today in that way?
They're angry. Mike Nolan, who is the defensive coordinator, called it the worst game of his career. Not the worst game of this year, not the worst game of in a long time, the worst game ever for him. And he's been coaching 25 years. And I'm certain that he's passed along to his players that he doesn't want to endure another one, a part deux, so to speak. So I'm sure that, and you know, these guys are prideful guys. They understand that they got it handed to them in that season opener. Brady threw for 516 yards. So they understand that, you know, if you wanna at least show that you belong in the same league, today is the day to do it.
Armando, one of the things that Andy and I have been talking about throughout our pregame show today, the Patriots inactives were released, and Matt Light's going to miss the game. That's probably going to leave two rookie tackles in Nate Solder and Marcus Cannon. Is that something that the Dolphins, have they improved their pass rush with Wake and Taylor? And is that something that the Dolphins can sort of impact the way this game is played today?
Well, Solder pretty much shut down Cameron Wake.
He did.
In the first game, and it was surprising because, I mean, here Cameron Wake was coming off a Pro Bowl season, a 14-sack season, and you'd never heard of this guy, and I recognize he's a high draft pick, but you'd never seen this guy play professionally, and he just ate him up. I can't tell you that the Dolphins have another offside rusher that would turn that into a huge problem. Jason Taylor is their other guy. Koumissi is out and he is on injured reserve. But Jason Taylor, you know, is not 2000 Jason Taylor. It's 2011. And frankly, you know, six sacks, nice, but he's not elite anymore.
Looking at the Dolphins' positives again in this stretch, it's Reggie Bush has been running the ball, and the Patriots have struggled the last 2 weeks. Season highs in rushing yards allowed. Do you expect the game plan to be a heavy dose of Reggie Bush early in this one to try to put some long drives together?
Actually, I expect the game plan to be they're going to come out in three wide receiver sets. They don't have Anthony Fasano, you know, with them today. So it's going to be Hartline, Brandon Marshall, and Devon Best. And I expect them to attack the New England secondary. They think that the secondary in New England can be had, and they recognize that they have to keep up with Tom Brady, and one way to do that is to, you know, out Tom Brady. Granted, you know, you want to keep him on the sideline as well, and so obviously they're going to balance that a little bit, but they're going to be a little bit more aggressive than what people think, I believe.
And do you think Matt Moore is ready for that job? I've seen, you know, his performance of late, not throwing interceptions, but still only completing, you know, 50-ish% of his passes in this stretch. Is he ready to get in a shootout?
No. No, I don't think he is. But, you know, they're 5-9, guys.
Right.
You know, you kind of throw caution to the wind when you're 5-9. We're not dealing with, oh, my gosh, every single decision will decide the course of the franchise here. They're 5-9.
Armando, you're a big-timer. Armando, you work for ESPN and the Miami Herald. This is a pregame show. You know how these work. We're trying to drum up a little interest here. Help us out.
Jeez, it's Christmas Eve. No one's watching anyway.
You know, I mean, let's not. This isn't the Ravens or anybody. This is the Packers that the Patriots are playing here. This team is bad. They're 5-9, and their quarterback is, God bless him. He's trying. He's trying like crazy, and he's earned himself, frankly, a chance to compete for the starting job next year. But in the same breath, I'm telling you that next year, come round one of the draft, they're going to be drafting a quarterback, or trying to anyway. And so that's the perspective that we have to draw here today. You've got a team that has major, major flaws, and that's the reason that they're 5-9. So a little caution. You've also got an interim head coach, by the way. He doesn't have a whole lot to lose either. So let's play.
Well, let me. I'll end it with this then, and rather than ask you for a prediction, because I'm 43 years old. I think I can figure that one out. The spread was 9.5 points. Do you believe that Miami will cover the 9.5 points?
Oh, I. You know, let's say this: the Dolphins have played the Patriots, with the exception of the season opener and the season finale the year before that. They've played the Patriots pretty well the last few years. They're a physical team. They're a strong team, you know, foundationally. In other words, along the lines of scrimmage. They don't have a quarterback that does what Tom Brady does. They don't have a passing game like that.
Right.
But foundationally, they think that they can beat up the Patriots. If that's the kind of game that they get into, they can stay close. Whether it'll be that kind of game, It's anybody's guess.
As you leave, Armando, I don't want any analysis. I just want a gut reaction. In 2012, the head coach of the Miami Dolphins will be?
Jeff Fisher.
Oh, nice.
Very interesting.
Well done.
Very interesting.
That doesn't make it right.
No.
What the heck?
No, it's very interesting.
We're not about being right. We're about being interesting.
Right. That's what we're trying to do.
Well, either him or Brian Billick. Those are the two guys I think will probably, at the end of the day, be the choice.
Nice. At least it'll bring some excitement back to the AFC East.
And maybe even a new quarterback with a new coach. That'll be something to keep an eye on. Thanks very much
for
taking some time, Armando. We appreciate it. And enjoy the game and Merry Christmas.
Get home soon
Merry
for Christmas.
Indeed.
See you, Armando.
Armando Salguero from the Miami Herald.
Worried about the upset.
No need to be worried about any possibilities of an upset based
flat
on
out mocking his team.
Yeah,
not his team.
They're
but
5-9.
The team
he sounded like Toledo.
But my favorite part of that was just outright laughing at Matt Moore and mocking him. But you know, he's earned a shot to compete for the starting job next year. What?
Yeah, but well, I think he's saying if they don't, I mean, obviously, if they draft somebody in the first round, if they're able to get Robert Griffin or, you know, whoever in the first round, I don't necessarily think he's going to be.
When you're openly laughing at a guy, I don't care what he's doing.
I think
next
he's
year.
Competing with Chad Henne for the starting job next year, if anybody.
I don't think he should be competing with Chad Henne. I think Matt Moore stinks.
See, I think Chad Henne stinks.
Oh, I do too. So, it tells you what I think of Matt Moore.
So I have.
I think Matt Moore is in the realm of, you know, the other guys they played this year. Probably shouldn't be in the NFL on any level.
All right, I'm going to read this email before we go to our final commercial break of the show. This one's moved rather quickly.
This has been a very enjoyable show, despite the fact that I don't want to be here.
Well, that's true. Nathan chiming in, I think we have the answer already. Armando gave him the answer to the first part. Is there any chance the Patriots lose today?
Nope.
No. Right.
This isn't the Packers. This isn't the Ravens.
But he also wants to know if we can break down Reggie Bush. How might he perform today? Andy, why don't you take that, and we'll take us right into the break. That's Nathan in Southern California.
Well, see, on paper, he's got three 100-yard games in a row here, 200 last week, a long touchdown run last week. He's running well. He's getting a bunch of carries. He doesn't seem to be hindered by that role. He's had some fun. And the Patriots the last 2 weeks have given up, I don't know, what is it, about 425 yards on the ground, including 250 to Denver and a 170 to Roy Alou and the Redskins. On paper, it looks like a bad matchup. You lose Andre Carter. All of a sudden, you're playing maybe more Mark Anderson. You didn't get Spikes back. You didn't get Chung back. On paper, I don't think there's a lot of reason to be hopeful for this run defense. The one hope you might have is what Armando just said. They're not going to try to run the ball. They're going to do the smart thing, and I do think it's the smart thing.
Absolutely.
Let's sling it and see if we can get something done. What do we have to lose? Ooh, we might get blown out. Well, you know what? We're as he said, we're 5-9, and nothing to lose here. I'm an assistant coach who may never get a chance again. Let's have some fun. Let's take our shot, take our swing, and you know, try to knock them out early and see what happens.
Dear business traveler high in the sky, it's for important work that you do fly. But on JetBlue, we've made your job more fun with free DirecTV to play when your tasks are done. And with 40-plus nonstop straight from Boston, you won't have layovers to cities like Austin. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Luana, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand by flying JetBlue for business. Book now at JetBlue.com/business. DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Be an MVP this holiday season and give the Patriot fan on your list a gift from the Patriots Pro Shop. The Patriots Pro Shop and PatriotsProShop.com have the widest selection of authentic Patriots merchandise on the planet. Everything from jerseys and sweatshirts to hats, t-shirts, autographed memorabilia, and more. The Patriots Pro Shop at Gillette Stadium is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. or 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop. If you were any closer, you'd be in the locker room.
Droid. Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Horizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
Hey, Tom, what's on your holiday wish list?
Joy and happiness to all.
Oh, because I was thinking of giving you packaged coffee from Dunkin' Donuts.
Ooh, that's better.
Nothing beats Dunkin's packaged coffee. Right now, buy 3 pounds and get a fourth free. Only at Dunkin' Donuts restaurants. So give America's favorite coffee as a gift or stock up yourself. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Happy holidays, everyone. Glad you could make it to the house. Who's up for some Dunkin' coffee? Grandma, let's start with you.
Hazelnut, please.
Cousin Mark?
Original blend.
Vanessa?
Your holidays are covered with Dunkin' coffee. Buy it by the pound or try our new Dunkin' K-Cup packs. Only at Dunkin' stores. America runs on Dunkin'. Price of participation may vary.
I love,
love,
love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice and football and baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
Copyright 2011, Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochette. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're going to miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back for just $2.79. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
So what do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature.
Ooh, right? No.
The simple joy of big news. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
Hey, jingity-jing. It's
Paul Perillo.
The donkey, jingity-jing. The Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la.
That is supposed to be reserved for one Fred Smirlis.
No, that's
here
good.
In Boston.
Yeah, but he's no longer relevant.
That's not funny. You. Flash.
Very funny. You're well now more done. Relevant than him.
Well done, well done. Want to give
it
a
open a steakhouse
update?
Myself. Hearts O' Fire Steakhouse. You like it?
Yeah. What is your slogan?
They kill it, we grill it.
Here you go. I do want to give a little update. The Patriots, I guess, are saying that Light's injury is ankle. Just, you know, for anyone who cares about that.
Which is what he had last time when he was in a boot, when he got rolled up on that, was it a screenplay?
Yeah,
he got rolled up
I think
on?
So. Albert Haynesworth. How about that? Deactivated in Tampa.
He's got a calf injury.
Didn't see that coming.
How many teams can you not help in one season?
Well, Randy Moss did three last year, right? So that's the record.
Yeah, but I'd argue at least he helped the Patriots. Scored, right?
Oh.
I don't think he's done a damn thing in any of his stops.
I don't either. But I want to read Scott in Arlington, Virginia's poem. It's probably one of the most objective fans the Patriots have, he says. He is. He's talking to himself. But listening to, I just wanted to point out that he's
just so you know, I think all fans himself. Think that.
Listening to you guys objective. Over the last couple of weeks has inspired me to write a poem. Don't be offended. It's all in fun. Looking at how lucky we Pats fans are and realizing we don't know how good we actually have it is really stressing me out. There are, objectively, many things wrong with the Pats this season, and that's fine. But the underlying situation should be that we all love the Pats and are rooting for, enjoying their success. Although I believe this to be true, you guys have been riding them pretty hard most of the season when the truth is, we're the number one seed in the playoffs. I've never seen a number one seed get so much criticism in my life. Let's sit back and realize that although flawed, we have a damn good team worthy of praise, especially this holiday season. That's Scott in Arlington, Virginia, in Concord, New Hampshire, formerly of Concord, New Hampshire. And this is all he wants for Christmas. We ready? I've been a Pats fan my entire life. I've witnessed so much success. I've endured times of strife. This Christmas time, all that I ask is that Andy Hart stop being an objective ass. Relax, Andy. If you look at the records and how the Pats play the game, we've absolutely been blessed, and we should all be ashamed. We're spoiled as fans, like a petulant teen who got a blue Lexus for Christmas instead of a Bugatti in green. Insert stupid Lexus song there. You don't have that? Yeah, you're falling asleep at the switch as usual, Matt. Listening to PFW the past 2 weeks or so, I reluctantly find myself screaming at your show. You'll sit on the air and state you appreciate when all you do for 2 hours is hate, 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 and hate. Andy and Paul are Super Bowl detractors. 3 games, Andy. Really? We can't win 3 games, moron.
Against good teams?
There are other aspects of football.
Douche.
Enjoy those other factors. You argue with Fred, the O winning despite the D, which is abundantly true, Fred. These are little parentheticals that he adds in there. That's why sometimes the rhyme is off. Did you ever think
still
to enjoy
than anything Tim's ever done?
Us being the number one seed, you have. Then mention it once in a while. I agree and appreciate Super Bowl or bust, but this much success should mean something to us. It's sad that we don't realize what we have won. You're right, Andy and Paul. You've seen better teams. This defense is more the nightmare than the offense is a dream. But things could be worse. We could be a fan of the Jets, Bills, Dolphins, Browns, Colts, Jags, Broncos, Eagles, Skins, Bears, Vikings, Panthers, Bucks, Cardinals, Rams, and Seahawks, in which the playoffs are damned. Whew, that was a lot of teams. There's sides we don't see of the NFL spectrum where fans are used to their teams playing like an old rectum. Rectum.
Damn near killed him.
I appreciate your view, Andy and Paul, but what I'm asking is for a little positive, that's all. The continued success has Pats fans jaded. What will we do when these colors are faded? I usually think you keep the homers in check, but the amount of criticism has you close to being decked. This team has given me the opportunity to talk trash to every other team's fans when we usually kick their ass. I'm not saying you don't feel lucky and blessed. I'm just asking you be as passionate as Andy is about breasts. I'm not a homer. I'm more cynical than most. I just want to rally for my Patriots fans radio hosts. Let's cowboy up and enjoy the end of the season. Let's enjoy our successes and understand the reasons. Thank God for Brady. Thank Jesus for Bill. Thank no one for the effing defense. Thank PFW for goodwill. And that's Scott in Arlington, Virginia. And Scott,
it's well done.
I'm going to prove to you that Andy and I are not Grinches.
Grinch smile.
Okay. Because you, for that lovely poem, have been awarded this week's Auto Trader Emailer of the Week.
Woohoo!
And you will receive a $100 gift card to the Patriots Pro Shop, courtesy of AutoTrader.com, because I don't know if you know, but AutoTrader.com has brand spanking new cars. And if you didn't know, now you do.
You've been told.
And as Biggie would say, and now you know.
Woo-wee!
Compare new
you
cars.
You have a lot in common with Biggie.
Shut up. Compare new
Fat,
cars and even
dead.
Special offers side by side. You're not supposed to interrupt the read, Andy.
Sorry.
I'm doing the read. I'm trying to pay the bills.
Sorry.
And you're interrupting
Sorry,
Scott's
Auto
moment.
Trader. I promise my next car I'll buy an Auto Trader.
Compare new cars and even special offers side by side so you can find the perfect deal on the one car your head and heart agree on. AutoTrader.com. Now the ultimate new car marketplace. Congratulations to Scott in Arlington, Virginia. Because he is this week's winner of the $100 gift card to the Patriots Pro Shop. Well done, Scott. Andy and I are going to try to be better people in the holiday season. I don't know how long that'll last.
That was a pretty balanced poem, though.
It was.
It ripped us, but he acknowledged that the
There's
F&D
some
defense
flaws.
Blows.
And maybe we are guilty of stressing too much on the part that we don't
right.
find satisfactory as opposed to the parts that we
right.
do.
We're like the parent who you bring home 3 B's and 1 D, and they're like, what the hell's wrong with the D? Well, they did have 3 B's.
That's true. I want to get back to the Ace Ticket Hotline because Johnny is in L.A., and Johnny chimes in every week.
Hi, Johnny.
How are you guys?
Tremendous. Great. We're having a very fun show, surprisingly, despite the fact that we don't want to be here.
It's been great. Well, how can you not want to be there? The season's almost over. You got to enjoy these games, every game. You know, the off season is miserable. Enjoy this.
My wife's putting the Miller Lite on the deck, and she's getting the chocolate fondue fountain rolling, and I'm ready to go home and eat. And unfortunately, there's a game that's going to get in the way.
I think a lot of the players, not the past players, the players around the league, I think they feel the same way because on the Fox pregame show, they roll the tweets out at the bottom of the screen, and all the players are talking about Christmas and what they're going to eat and getting together with their family. So it's got to be tough to focus right now.
Which is why I think that helps the Patriots, because if you're a Dolphin, you just want to get back on that bus, get back to the airport, and get home as soon as possible. You don't like the cold weather. You want to get home to your Christmas and to your food, all of it. And I think that actually helps the Patriots. I don't think they'll be the one that has the letdown. I think it's a better chance could be the Dolphins.
Yep, I definitely agree. I think this game is going to go like every other game I remember this year where the Patriots go down early, and I'm texting my whole family about, I can't believe this defense is even worse than I remember. And then all of a sudden, Brady throws 5 touchdowns, and they win 34-24.
I think that's actually the true thing, because I really do think in games, the offense makes you forget how bad the defense is. I mean, we saw it last week.
It's happening all season.
No, but I mean, even in the game, like, people, if you read Twitter during the game, and you're in the first quarter, the rip job tweets on the defense are amazing, and then people get the chance to forget, and they feel a little bit. It's not
because
quite
what
as bad
happens
when the game
is
ends.
When all of a sudden it's an 18-point lead, right, and the defense forces a three and out or causes a fumble. That's what you remember.
But
that's
I don't even think that.
Thing.
I think they just forget the bad. It's not even so much about the good. It's just we'll just focus on the offense for the rest of the game and forget how bad.
Really, it's really something else. I mean, psychologically, they just do a number on you. It's crazy. They lose, they lose the game, and you want to the world is. Going down, and you want to fire Belichick and the whole bit, and then, they win, and their defense is still so bad, and you just kind of sweep it under the rug.
Right.
It's really something else. At the early part, remember I called you guys last week, and you thrashed me, because I think I predicted it was going to be a close Patriots win, and then, early in the game when they were down, and I was like, God, I would love to talk to the guys right now and see how they're feeling. But then fast forward to, two quarters later, and you're kind of blowing them out. And you're like, right. I guess that's just what they do.
Yeah, not that it means anything, but, Johnny, just think about the fact that you called in last week and said it was going to be a close game, and Andy and I sort of scoffed at you, and I remember your call. But yet we get killed because all we do is bash the team.
Right.
It's one of those things that we do tend to focus on the defense maybe a little bit more than some other people, but we are not bashing the team all the time. We recognize how good the team is.
Right.
And no doubt.
I will say that I don't know that we take the offense for granted,
but
the big difference is we've seen this offense before. 2007, the offense was great. Last year, the offense was great. I've never seen this defense before. Whatever you thought about previous defenses, I've never, as many times as I've said this year in the middle of game, said, this is the worst defense I've ever seen. This is the worst.
Andy's done that, by the
way.
I can vouch for it at least five or six times this year. Last week being the most recent.
Andy said it week one, and you never had to go back on.
He did. Andy and I argued about it.
If anything,
it's been worse.
I've seen more examples of. Well, they're terrible against the run, against the pass, but they can stop the run most times. Well, I'll eliminate that over the last 2 weeks.
Not anymore, buddy. Not anymore.
All right, Johnny, enjoy the game today and have a nice Christmas, and hopefully you can enjoy it with family and friends and all that good stuff, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, Johnny. Go Pats!
Let's get right back up to the Ace Ticket Hotline and chime in with Eric and Andy. You can have your little conversation with your combine.
You want to do it this week?
No.
Okay. Hi, Eric!
What's up, fellas?
Well, what's up is the chatter on Twitter and the pregame social regarding the surprise Matt Light being inactive and the opportunity that it presents not only to some young tackles to play more, but potentially to some pass rushers on the Miami Dolphins to get better shots at Tom Brady.
Yeah, well, just seconds ago as I was going on the air, tweeted out a little bit of information about that. A lot of people have been speculating it was going to be Solder and Cannon.
Yep.
Right now, I'm seeing Cannon at right tackle, and at left tackle, I'm seeing Logan Mankin.
Whoa! Did you just say Cannon at right? Cannon at right? I don't even care about the Mankin thing. Did you say Cannon at right tackle?
Cannon at right tackle, Mankin's at left tackle, Donald Thomas at left guard.
Okay, I don't get it because I was questioning what they might do at the tackle spots because I'm concerned about Marcus Cannon. I don't understand why Cannon's playing and Solder wouldn't be. That makes no sense to me.
Well, the only thing I can think is that you know how they like to do the tackle eligible thing.
Five times a game! What happens when Cannon gets Brady killed?
Well, maybe they're planning to run the ball more today. That's the only explanation I can give. Now, Solder is rotating in and out with Mankins on the left side, so maybe they're going to try to do some experimenting there, but
what the hell is going on?
It sure looked like your first group is going to have Logan Mankins at left tackle, at least in warmups. That's how it was.
That's a fascinating turn of events here today along the offensive line. And Paul and I were this is why we enjoy doing this show a lot, because there's so many of these things that just pop up pregame that you get to discuss immediately and kind of hash it out and think it out. But I am scared of Marcus Cannon. In the limited things I've seen from him, I don't think he's been great. I think he's been average at best. And I don't want him on the field more than he has to be, and I certainly don't want him on the field more than Nate Solder.
Right, and understandably so in his case. I mean, he is, after all, overcome debilitating illness. He joined the team midseason, so it's understandable that he would have some of those shortcomings, at least initially. But you're right, that could be a potential liability if they decide they want to throw the ball a lot, which is why I think maybe we're going to see a lot more running game today.
I think that would be interesting. If you see Logan Mankins at left tackle, Marcus Cannon at right, That certainly to me looks like an offensive line that you want to run the football with. But that's going to bear a lot of watching in this game because
right.
the Dolphins, whoever they've played pretty well on defense of late. So this isn't like, you know, some slappy team. And they have a very good run defense. They're third in the NFL in run defense. So even though you may feel like size-wise you have an opportunity to run the football, Patriots need to prove they can. Along those lines, what have you seen in the backfield?
Hang on a second, Amy. Let me just quickly add that they're resuming the team warm-ups here. And with the starting O-line, Solder had moved to right tackle in the second wave of team warm-ups. And your defensive line looked like it was mostly, or your front seven looked like it was mostly in a 3-4 setting up here.
Okay. But what have you seen in the backfield in terms of Steven Ridley, Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis?
Right now I'm seeing Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, but in pregame warm-ups, it was a heavy dose of Steven Ridley getting a lot of warm-up handoffs early on with his fellow rookie QB Ryan Mallett there. In this team period here, it's been mostly Green Ellis so far, but I have a feeling that his illness might, you know, make him a little bit limited today, and we're going to see a lot of the rookie, Ridley.
Okay, we'll flip it to the other side of the ball. Obviously, a lot of talk all week that, A, Patrick Chung would return, and then reports even indicated that Brandon Spikes would play. Obviously, those were erroneous, bad sources for the Boston Globe there. What have you seen in the defensive backfield and that linebacker?
So far, defensive backfield, safety particularly, we've got Ahedebo, as usual, back there. He's been steady all year, if not, you know, injury-prone in-game, but he always seems to play through it. And looking like Sterling Moore going to be your guy who just got called up again from the practice squad, started some games earlier this year. He's been getting quite a bit of look.
Oh,
good. Second wave has been Slater and Brown, as we saw last week in Denver.
So we're just going to continue to tinker with the safety position. Ah, Sterling Moore is the guy this week that won't be able to play very well and will allow us to give up a lot of yards. That's not very that doesn't bring a lot of confidence to me right now.
No, it doesn't. You know, it's interesting. I think you guys' theory about running the football.
Keep the defense off the field.
Yeah, that might work twofold. Yeah, it's exactly where I was going.
Now, up front at linebacker, I know there's been some speculation. Does Dane Fletcher look like he's going to get a lot of run?
Yes, he's been out here very active with the first group, and I would expect to see him out there for the majority of the day.
Now, are we talking about 4-3 sets, 3-4 sets, and who's been lined on the defensive line?
I haven't really had a quick chance to look. I'm going to get that for you right now. And of course, as we do that, they appear to be switching. Well, they're in field goals now, so it's
the point is moot.
Point. But earlier in warmups, it was looking more like 3-4 fronts with Fletcher and Mayo and Ninkovich as your main linebackers. But they were sort of doing, you know, they had Mark Anderson out there, sometimes hand on the ground, sometimes standing up. So it's, I have a feeling we're going to see a lot of different looks, a lot of mixing of the 3-4 and the 4-3. And, you know, they might even present one look pre-snap and then fall into something else after the snap. There's so many working parts of this defense right now. It's almost hard to say definitively what they are or aren't going to do.
Yeah, too bad none of them work very well. How about the weather? What have you seen from the wind? Is wind going to be an issue today? I know it was a little breezy when I took the long walk across the parking lot here at Gillette Stadium.
Yes, when you tweeted about that long walk earlier.
And the parking department got offended.
The wind doesn't seem to be too much of a factor at the moment. The flags on the top of the goalposts are just hanging flat down, and it's bright, sunny, a little cold, as you mentioned, but, you know, seasonably so. Coldest day certainly we've had in a while in New England, but weather doesn't look like it's going to be a factor at all today.
All right, Eric, I was looking forward to you sort of breaking down the 10-1 defense there, but unfortunately you realized they were starting to work on field goals, so I wanted to see how you were going to go. Well, this is a new one. This is a new one, guys. All right, we will touch base with you momentarily as we wrap up shop here down in the Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios.
One last quick question, very important.
I was just going to ask him if he had any straggling thoughts, but go ahead, Andy.
Well, mine's more important. Bacon today?
Andy's looking for hard bacon. Good hard bacon.
Hard bacon? Well, I have some better news for you. They might actually have the bacon, but I saw, you know, based on what happened last time with the fiasco at halftime without the cookies.
Yeah.
They put cookies out pregame.
Nice.
So I already got some.
Nice.
Waiting for
bacon
for
and cookies. Andy's happy. Merry Christmas.
Right. Nothing says Christmas like bacon and cookies. All right, Eric, we'll see you in a minute.
Sounds good.
That's PFW's Eric Scalavino from inside the press box. What do you mean? We'll see him in a few minutes. What's your problem over there?
Sounded a little festive.
Well, you know, I think that horse has left the barn based on the fact that we all have red sweaters on today.
So I am very intrigued at this offensive line thing.
I am too. I wonder what the line of thinking is, but I want to rifle through some
emails. I just wonder what the line will be.
Yeah.
Not the line of thinking.
Well, let's rifle through some emails here before we wrap it up.
Go.
This is from Lyndon in Colton, California. When he didn't show up for work after the Pats lost to the Jets last year, I, for the most part, stopped listening to Pete Shepard. I would tune in occasionally, but it got to the point where I'd rather listen to a rerun of PFW than listen to what he was spewing.
Well, you're
things,
smart.
Things were really slow
Andrew
at work
Joe,
this week.
Joe hit your meat.
And I tuned in for a few minutes. I listened until I heard him say something along the lines of, quote, I look at the NFL in a realistic way. It's not from a homer point of view. I'm looking at it realistically, end quote. This was in response to a caller asking about you guys bagging on the Pats for overpaying Gerard Mayo. At first, I started laughing because I thought he was poking fun at himself, but then I realized he was serious. It would be really interesting to have you two in studio with Pete sometime, especially after a loss.
It gets heated.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Anyway, Merry Christmas and go Pats. Thanks, Lyndon.
Quick note off the Twitter feed. Albert Breer, obviously the NFL Network, down on the field. Also down on the field, Red Sox catcher Jason Veritek.
So we got that going for us.
I just thought it was notable. I'm sorry.
It is.
An update from the Twitter feed.
Sean Mack in Hazleton, Pennsylvania. Merry Christmas to both of you, Paul. You're looking slim these days, especially with that red sweater.
Wow, that sweater. Maybe you should start wearing that more often.
I agree. That sweater made you look very svelte.
Absolutely. I should start wearing it more often.
That's a magic Christmas sweater.
Please, I hope you're not giving up on the Miller Lite. Don't you worry about that. There'll be some of those consumed over the course of the weekend. Matter of fact, there may have already been some. Anyway, not liking the injury situation with Matt Light being out. Hope it's not long-term. Still feel the lack of an outside receiver and a stud running back will come back to hurt this offense. But everything is breaking for this team, and a 13-3 home field is in reach. Hopefully, I think this is going to be a however, I think this is going to be a tough game, and I predict OT today. Wow, listen, Sean, what have I done to you? What have I done to you to predict an overtime game on Christmas Eve? That's not what we're looking for. Anyway, he thinks the Pats are going to win 27-24. Again, Merry Christmas to you and your families, and thank you for the pregame social, the True Pats pregame show.
Well, you can't have Sean, both those things. You can't have an overtime game and a Merry Christmas for me and my family.
Right.
Only one or the other.
Let's see. This is from Jacob, I believe. I need your help. The game is not on today, and my internet is too slow to stream the game live online. However, I can stream audio, but I can't find a good link out of Boston. Any listeners that have any links that could help me out, Merry Christmas to Paul and Andy and all of Patriots Nation. Pats win today 34-21. Kevin, where can you go for a good link to listen to the game?
Can you just go to 98.5 The Sports Hub?
98.5 The Sports Hub it is, I guess.
How could you not listen to the game, Andy?
I don't think you can do that.
I didn't know you could.
Yeah. You can get a field pass thing on NFL.com.
That's why I defer.
And I believe you can get one free game before you sign up. So I would check NFL.com. I believe they call it field pass. And then I would also just keep an eye on your Twitter feed. I would urge anyone that can help. Who was this, Jacob? Help Jacob out. Tweet it with the hashtag PPGS,
and he'll be able to get it.
Tweet the link so he can find some audio online to listen to the game.
Which is why I wanted to get that email in before we wrapped it up in a couple of minutes here. Calvin in London, firstly, Merry Christmas from across the pond.
Hello. Is
the
pond
frozen
today?
To you and your
today?
Families and all of the best for 2012. Thank you very much, Calvin, and you and yours as well. A lot has been said about the quality of players in the Pats defense, but what about the scheme? You look at the defenses, the 49ers, and what Wade Phillips did with the Texans. Okay, so they have better players, but I do think that Bill's schemes have to be questioned more. He wonders if we wonder about that. Heck, even Mike Reese has been saying they need to be looking at the scheme over the offseason. Can you guys offer more comments on this? I would like to see them attack a little bit more, but I think that Bill Belichick's schemes are not the problem.
I've been questioning this for going on 3-4 years now, done a lot of work on it at the Combine, asking various people, was openly mocked by Scott Pioli, who said, yeah, the defense was dead in 86, too, and 90, and 94, and it was 90s and 2000, defense been dead, out of date, blah, blah, blah. But I think there's a question about whether this defense is dead, whether the big runs playing, edge-setting outside linebackers who aren't quite dominant in the pass rush is where you want to be. As Michael Lombardi said, and he's a friend of Bill Belichick, you're playing basketball on grass these days. You need some athletes out on the edges, and I don't think the Patriots have had those athletes to match up.
Yeah, I would agree with that for the most part. I would like to see them, as you said, Andy, you know, do some of those things, some of the different things, but it's personnel. Right now it's personnel.
Right. Talent-wise, right. The scheme is irrelevant right now because they don't have the talent to run anything.
Whoever you think has the best, most effective scheme in football right now defensively would have a hard time doing the same things with the Patriots. And Calvin points that out. He said he understands that there's some scheme problems there. And I also think that if you look around at some of the better defenses, there are some personnel differences to be sure, but there also usually is some pockets of, you know, for example, Houston has had greatly improved defense this year. Well, no surprise that the one good offense in that division was not a good offense this year with Peyton Manning not playing. Tennessee has not had a good offense. Jacksonville has been abysmal, and Indy's been abysmal. So that's six games right there where you sort of, by default, have good defense. You know what I'm saying, Andy?
Yeah.
You got something on Twitter there that you have?
No, I was just trying to open something up, but I just want, you know, everybody's pointing out, oh, okay, Logan Mankins was a left tackle in college.
Yes, he was, but he also
only played once.
Yeah.
He played when Matt Leick got hurt, right? That one game, Pittsburgh?
I didn't remember him playing at all.
I thought he played a couple snaps at left tackle.
He may have played a snap. Yeah, I mean, Nick Kazier replaced him at left tackle the rest of that year, but maybe Mankins replaced him that day. You could be right. Mankins may have replaced him that day. I'm going to finish it off with a Christmas poem from Dave. And then we can get out of here. Dave in West Virginia.
Bacon!
Eric likes to, Kevin likes to get the music playing and get out of the studio on time. So 'twas the afternoon before Christmas, and all Pats fans were lubed. The fish come to Foxborough, where they most likely will be booed. Our defense all year has been just the worst. This Pats fan just wishes they could be 31st. The time has come to watch a football game with four defensive backs that no one can name. Jags off the street is head coach BB's motto. Meanwhile, Gronk bangs BB Jones doggy style in the grotto.
You didn't pre-read this, apparently.
No. My apologies for anybody I'm offending. PFW in progress, my favorite web show. Hey, guys, look out. Andy's yar, she blows. PFW Eric, the meekest of meek, just tweeted festoon as his word of the week. The time it has come to see Marcus Cannon play. In the words of Wes Welker, I don't know. Sounds kind of... You know. So to Patriot Nation, I wish Merry Christmas. And of Jeff in Las Vegas, quit promoting your business. Thanks for a great year of radio, guys, and Merry Christmas. Thank you very much, Dave, in West Virginia. That was a good topical poem because he even had the updated information regarding Matt Light and Marcus Cannon.
And everything. Yeah, well done. Well done.
So I do want to make sure that everybody continues to stick with Patriots.com. Get over to the Curse Words live in-game blog. Chat with Freddie. He'll be lonely. And I do want to thank you for spending your early part of your Christmas Eve with us.
Especially because the way this day has started out, it should be an interesting game. We thought Spikes was going to play. We thought Chung was going to play. He didn't. We didn't know Matt Light was hurt. He's not playing. We thought Cannon and Solder would play. No, we're going to put Logan Mankins at left tackle. Sterling Moore wasn't on the team. Now he's just starting safety again. Who the heck knows what's going to happen during this game? So Fred Kirsch will have some witty, funny, and damn unpredictable commentary on this game.
And we'll see you next week.
Andy.
Got run over by a reindeer. Walking home from
Paul.
House Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa. But as for
Paul and Andy,
we believe she'd been drinking too much eggnog.